So the word that I've got is for Austin. And comes out of Jeremiah 29. And when God spoke this word over the nation of Israel, they were kind of in a bit of a place. They had been wandering around and they didn't have direction, you know. Some of them were rebelling, some of them were just sort of lost and drifting. And in that place, God had let them kind of just walk through some things. But then he says this to them. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you, and I will bring you home again to your own land." And what I sense the Lord is saying is he wants you to know that if you'll seek him, number one, just wholeheartedly, like you don't have to get religious. But if you just wholeheartedly, just because it takes belief, it takes faith in him just to be able to call out to him. And I just really feel like God's got some plans for you, young man. And he's going to bring you through stuff. He's going to bring you into a place where all of a sudden you're going to have a peace. You're going to have a strength. He's going to give you wisdom. I mean, when he says he has plans for you and they're to prosper you, not for disaster, not to harm you, as some versions say, I really believe that for you, man. Like God's got those plans for you. And I know when I was your age, I had people speak over me numerous times and I was like, yeah, yeah, whatever. And I carry that around for years. But God would not let me outrun the words, right? No matter where I went, no matter what I did, all of a sudden, God would keep reminding me. People would come around and they'd say things to me. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I know, right? But I just, you know, I'm glad to be one of those ones that's speaking this over your life. To say that, you know what? God's got plans for you. God's got plans to prosper you. God's got plans to give you a hope and a future when right now maybe you don't feel like that. Maybe you're sitting there questioning a whole lot of stuff. But just the words I get are seek him wholeheartedly. In other words, just say, okay, God, what have I got to lose? And just watch what he wants to do in your life. So.